We are going to read from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 to 13. And David said, is there yet any... And David said, is there still anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David, and the king said to him, are you Ziba? And he said, your servant is he. And the king said, is there not still someone? I'm losing that. Verse 3. And the king said, is there not still someone of the house of Saul that I may show God kindness to him? Ziba said to king, there is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet. The king said to him, where is he? And Ziba said to the king, he is in the house of Machir, son of Amiel, at Lodibar. Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, son of Amiel, at Lodibar. And Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and did obeisance. And the David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold, your servant. And David said to him, do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. And I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your father, and you shall eat at my table always. And he did obeisance and said, what is your servant that you should look upon a dead dog such as I? Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, all that belong to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's son. And you, your son, and your servant shall till the land for him, and he shall bring it to produce, that your master's son may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall always eat at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, according to all my lord, the Lord king, my king command his servant, so will your servant do. So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's son. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all who dwelt in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servant. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. And may the word of God be blessed. You can enjoy your seats. For those whom we've not interacted, I'm Felix Oluoch. I currently serve as the missions coordinator. I always say that I live for one thing, to find the lost and to develop the found. And that's the essence of my existence. I was preserved until I met someone who I deserve. And right now, I am reserved and I thank God. So we are going to talk about open door renewal. And as we talk about this renewal, I know this is the reality for some of us right now. Because we're in that place that we are trusting God to come through for us. We've been praying and trust God to do some things for us, and those prayers have not yet been answered. When the year began, we talked about open door, and you are so passionate that you are going to experience a new dimension of God, but that is not yet the reality. So as we come into this place, we are going to allow God to refresh us. And I know that those people who are in the ministry, like my, there's a team right now is serving in Tezo. And I know probably you've served God the whole of this year. And you feel like every energy of you has been is drained. I'm here to remind you that there is a season of refreshment. And God is going to refresh us. And as we are going to see the story of Mephibosheth, I'm going to divide it into three segments. So the first segment is from royal to ruin. And when I look at the story of Mephibosheth, this is somebody who was in the lineage of king. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. And the scripture says, "And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came to Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth." Now, Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan, who was the son of Saul. And it happened that when Ziba was trying to get Mephibosheth from the place they were in to hide him, Mephibosheth fell and he was crippled at his feet. Now, this is somebody who was destined that will reign because he came from the lineage of the king. And that true, like some of us, when we were based on where we were born, or the school that we went to, or the business that we are doing, or our families, there is something that has been the source of our pride. And every time we talk about this, there is an ego or something that is birthed in us because it is a source of our definition. So every time we parade the things that we've seen, it's one of the things that comes in the front line because for us, this is all that we have. And this is the story of Mephibosheth, who was born in a lineage of kingship. And every time he would rise up and say that I am a royal. And because of this, there is this sense of pride that he had. I don't know what defines life to you. Because some of us, it's because of the things that we have achieved in this life is what gives us an identity. So anytime we talk about the goodness of God, when we talk about life, we cannot fail to talk about the things that we have achieved in a particular season. But apparently, everything that used to give Mephibosheth confidence robbed away because this used to be a royal. And when he was crippled, everything about his life changed. So the person who used to dwell in the palace had to get out of the palace and go and live in a place called Lodibar. Now, why would this happen? Probably you are in this place and there is this business deal and you knew that when, once I engage into this business, my entire lives will be transformed. But the deal did happen as you expected. A situation happened. So situations sometimes lead us into a place of brokenness. Situations sometimes happen and we find ourselves in a place that we didn't expect. Probably you are so optimistic that after my education, this is what I'm going to achieve. Yet you realize that after your education, life happened not the way you expected. And you are broken, you are crushed, and you find yourself in a place that you don't want anybody to talk about. So when we talk about renewal, the reality of renewal, there is a place of brokenness that we are in. There is a place of emptiness that we find ourselves in. There is a place of weary that we find ourselves in. The same way Mephibosheth find himself into that situation. The moment you find yourself into this situation, the first thing that happens is the identity is always corrupted. And now, what amazed me is when David asked Mephibosheth in verse 3. When David asked Ziba, "Is there anyone still in the lineage of David who I can extend God's kindness?" Instead of Ziba saying there is somebody called Mephibosheth, Ziba says there is somebody in the family, but this person is crippled. He doesn't give the name of that person. Every time our identity is corrupted, the situation we are in becomes our identity. And that's why when they heard the woman with the issue of blood, the issue of the blood became her name because people would identify her with the issue or not her name. When we talk about the blind Bartimaeus, the situation became the name. So instead of people finding her name, they will identify this blind person and use the name of the father because of her situation. When we talk about the crippled beggar at the beautiful gate, the author was able to write the name of the gate, but the author in the book of Acts cannot write the name of that crippled beggar because her identity was corrupted and the situation becomes the identity. And probably some of you, we are in this place tonight and our identity has been corrupted, and the mistake or the situation that we find ourselves in is our current identity. I'm here to remind you, there is still renewal in the house of the Lord and God is still working in our midst. Anybody who gives you an identity, that person controls you. So one of the things that Satan has been working so hard, once the identity has been corrupted, he gives you and calls you by your situation, because he who gives you an identity is always in charge. But our identity is anchored on Jesus Christ. So when Mephibosheth reigned, he went to a place called Lodibar. Lodibar is a deserted place. Lodibar is a place where there is no pasture. Lodibar is a place where there is no hope. Lodibar is a place where people go to disconnect with the real world. So the moment you find ourselves in a situation that you didn't expect, majority of us, what we do is we withdraw from the reality. And Mephibosheth find himself in the same position, that he had to disconnect from his people. He had to disconnect from where he was planted, and he was hiding somewhere. And this place, in Lodibar, there is no communication. In Lodibar, there is no friendship. In Lodibar are those people who are wounded, people who are broken, and people who are hiding. And probably that's you tonight. You are in your Lodibar. You are hiding from the reality. You are hiding from the life that God destined for you. You are hiding from the God-given purpose. You are hiding from your family because you cannot face the reality. As a man, you knew that once I do 1, 2, 3, I'll be able to lead my family in a godly way, and my children will be raised with virtues, but that is not the reality. So you cannot afford to face the reality, and you are hiding in your Lodibar. You cannot face your reality, and you choose to hide in that place to disconnect from the reality. The second thing that we see in this passage, before we go, one of my encouragement is in the book of Psalms, chapter 136, verses 23 and 24. The scripture says that God is the one who remembers us in our lowest state. So if you find yourself in the lowest place, you hit rock bottom, I want to remind you that Jesus Christ is our rock. And every time we find ourselves in Jesus Christ, we will bounce back. So our renewal begins at that moment we know, this is the lowest I can reach. And the moment I am in my lowest place, I know there is God who always remember me in my lowest state. And the moment God remember you in your lowest state, verse 24 of Psalms 136 says that he redeems. And that's when the renewal begins to take place. And the moment God begins to redeem us, he takes us from the victim level to be the victors. Now, what happened to Mephibosheth? In verse 8 and 9, Mephibosheth found himself in a place that he's before the king. And he's amazed that, why am I standing in this place? Then he say, why should this happen to me? Verse 8, and he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am? Every time we are in our lowest place and our identity has been corrupted, we see ourselves as people without value. We see ourselves as people without anything to show to the world. And every activity that we do, we hide, and we, because in the place of hiding, we cannot come out because our identity has been corrupted. And Mephibosheth says that, why should you do this to a dead dog like me? When God created Mephibosheth, he didn't see a dead dog. When David came, the king, to Mephibosheth, he didn't see the dead dog. But Mephibosheth, in his eyes, what he saw was a dead dog. And probably that's you tonight. You look at everything in your life. You look at the way you have failed. You look at the things that you hope you will achieve, and none of them has succeeded. And you see yourself as the dead dog. When Christ came, in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 3 says that in him, that is in Jesus Christ, are hidden, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Anytime we come to Jesus Christ, one of the things that happen, he opens up our eyes so that we see the reality of life and we see what God sees about us. And the moment we begin to see what God sees about us, we get from the pit of our mistakes, we get from that pit of low self-esteem, we get from that pit of fear, that pit of doubt, and we get out of it and we begin to see ourselves the same way God sees ourselves. But the challenge is, majority of us are not able to embrace what God is doing at that particular time. In the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verses 31, the scripture says that those who wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Majority of us don't know or have not learned the discipline to wait upon the Lord so that he can renew our strength. For God to renew our strength, there must be something for us to wait upon the Lord. In the place of waiting is that place where we begin to take off everything in us that is not of God, and we replace it with everything of God. When in the place of waiting, we cast our burden, our issues, and everything, and we say, Lord, I surrender everything, because I'm waiting on you. In the place of waiting, our eyes are open so that we can see God for who he is. The identity that was corrupted, in the place of waiting upon the Lord, something happened. That veil that covers our eyes not to see his glory is taken off, and our eyes are open to see Jesus for who he is. So we are able to see the wisdom of God. We are able to see the treasures of God in the place of waiting. In the place of waiting, you begin to see the reality of Isaiah chapter 43, verses 19, that talks about that God is doing something new. Some of us cannot see that new thing that God is doing because our eyes are still clouded by the situation that we are facing. In the place of renewal, when we just begin to bask in the presence of God, there is something that happens. This ceases to be our agenda, and it becomes the agenda of God. Because in Psalm chapter 23, he says that I will lead you into the path of righteousness for my name's sake. So when God begins to lead us into the path of his righteousness, we cease to be the victim. And I love the song that the praise and worship sang, that when I think of the goodness of God, when I think of the mercies of God, when I think of the love of God, when I think of how God has redeemed me, when I think of this God, let me tell you, everything in me begin to rise up and begin to worship him. Because I know every time I go in the place of worship, every burden, every fear, every doubt begin to bow down as we acknowledge the sovereignty of God. The renewal begins when we are able to acknowledge the situation we are in, yet beyond the situation we are in, we are able to see God and see the power of God. Praise Jesus. In the book of Job chapter 42 verses 2, he says, nothing is impossible with our God, and none of his plans can be thwarted. When God says that I will bless you, the reality is God will bless you. Every time people greet me, I say that I'm amazingly blessed, sweetly favored, and perfectly loved. I remember the first time I said the word that I'm blessed. The only thing I knew was Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 that says that I'm blessed with every blessing in Christ Jesus. But that blessing was not the reality. So it was on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday after the service. So I was with my friend. We were standing out there. And I didn't have the transport to take me home. So I was looking for a friend who could support me so that I will have my transport. And as I was standing there, come for tea. And I discovered that all my friends had left the compound. So I was standing there and asking myself, what will I do? I was broken. I was stressed. And I was living in Kawangware, and I was just thinking, will I walk from this place to Kawangware? And it's at night. Then a friend called Kevin came and started to encourage me. And as he was encouraging me, something was being birthed in my life. My spirit was being charged. And as my spirit was charged, I didn't ask for transport. I told my friend that I'm waiting for the blessing of my pastor. So once my pastor blesses me, I'll go home. Then our Reverend Ambrose came and he blessed me. He always, he always greet me, he placed his hand over my head and say, you are blessed. Then he blessed me and I said, this is all I was waiting for. And I said, let me leave because I have all that I wanted. And as I make two steps, I saw JJ coming with an envelope. And JJ gave me an envelope that had my transport for the whole of that week. And I saw the renewal of God in the place that I was broken. And as I was just worshiping and praising God, something happened. Because I knew there are those people who are carriers of something that is supernatural. Reverend Ambrose, he is my spiritual father. He carries the blessing. So when I look at him, I see beyond what any human being can give to me. And the reason why I don't shake his hand, because I respect the grace and the anointing upon his life. And the moment I acknowledge that, God opened a door. And because I myself, I was positioned in a place to receive of what God wanted to release. The reason why some of us are not experiencing the renewal of God is because we are not positioning ourselves to receive from what God is giving. Because you're still blinded by the reality of the situation, and we see ourselves as the dog, dead dogs. And when God wants to renew you, you must allow that mindset of dead dog to be wiped away and see yourself as that person who has been purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and you come from the lineage of Jesus Christ. So for you to receive the renewal of God, there must be a shift in your mindset. In Isaiah 43, he says, I'm doing a new thing. Don't you perceive it? Some of us cannot perceive what God is doing because you are blinded by the reality of our situation. This month, I was going for my nyombo, that is Rorashio, on the 9th of November. On 2nd, I didn't have anything in my bank account. And the reality dawned on me when a friend asked me 5 days to go. And I'm like, hey, should we postpone this? And I remember on 3rd, I didn't know what to do, but I went into a secret place and I just started to tell God, God, you have blessed me. You have refreshed me and you've ministered to me all these years. You've used me as a vessel to carry your message of hope. But right now, I don't have any strength or wisdom to sustain me. Lord, renew me. And I remember that we're in a season of refreshment. And the word that came to me is that those who refresh others will be refreshed, according to Proverbs chapter 11. And I say that, God, if you always refresh others, may you refresh me. And on Tuesday came to my office, and as I was working, I was still troubled because I could not concentrate. I had this big project and I don't know how I'm going to maneuver through. Then I received two of the pastors called me and said that we are going to bless you. No, I think there are three: Pastor Simon, Pastor Riggs, and Pastor Edith. Then Doreen from Member Care, and they said that we are going to bless you with this. And I said, thank you for caring for me as a member. And this is the prayer that I was trusting God that will deliver. So that was a portion of the budget that I wanted to do, that I was expecting God to come through. And I say, God, this is not enough, but I'm grateful you have provided. On Thursday, I was traveling to go to the village. And as I was traveling, God started to respond and opening the doors. And as God was opening doors, I was feeling that refreshment of God. And one thing that came to me, I started praising the Lord. So I started praising the Lord in my entire journey because I knew it is well. And on Friday, everything was cleared. Because God always refresh those people who position themselves to receive from him. And my challenge to you, as we talk about renewal, as we talk about refreshment, are you positioning yourself to receive from God? Are you positioning yourself to receive that which God is releasing in the spiritual atmosphere? When this word was given to Reverend Ambrose last year, God knew the seasons that we'll be in. And because of that reality, one of the things that happen in the kingdom, in the spiritual atmosphere, Satan tends to bring some things to blind you or cause you to drift from what God is doing so that you will not experience and receive the renewal of God. I've received the renewal of God, and that's the reality of my life today. I've seen God refreshing me every season, because I always position myself to receive from the Lord. And I will encourage you, as we talk about renewal, let's open up so that God will minister to us. In the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10, the scripture, Paul, David says, create in me a pure heart. When we talk about renewal, there is no way you will experience God's renewal if you're not walking in the purity of God and you're walking in the ways of God. And David realized this, that I've messed up. And for me to experience what God is doing in this season, I need a new heart. And he says, oh God, renew the steadfast spirit deep within me. Some of us, we've not allowed God to renew the steadfast spirit in us. So we still live in the sin and the appetite of this world, the things of the world. And because of this, we are not able to experience the renewal of God. God is a holy God. God is a pure God. And for us to commune and have a relationship with him, we must denounce and come out of the sinful way and walk with him. So for us to experience the full renewal of God, we must allow him to search our hearts. In Psalms 139, he says, search me, O God, and see if there is any iniquity deep within my heart. And David knew that for me to experience the full measure of the renewal of God, he must give me a pure heart. Some of us, that unforgiveness, that jealousy, that envy, that hatred is acting as an obstacle for you to experience the renewal of God. Some of us, we've indulged ourselves into the ways of the world that we cannot pursue the purposes of God, and we are not able to see the renewal of God. And he says, renew the joy of salvation deep within me. I remember the first time I came to faith, back in 2009, I was in high school. I used to live a life that I didn't have hope. And the day I came to salvation, there is this joy that was full in my heart. The joy that I used to crave for, and I will go and in other things, clubbing and every other thing, but none of these things will fill that emptiness that was deep within me. So when I came to faith, the joy of salvation was so real, and I was so passionate to share this joy with my fellow brothers who are still in the world. And that's how the passion of mission was birthed. And every time we experience the renewal of God, the joy of our salvation is ignited. And how many knows that the goodness of God will always lead us to the place of repentance? The moment you see the goodness of God, let me tell you, there is no way you will live a casual life after experiencing the presence of God. There is no way you will go back to the things of the world the moment you experience the presence of God. So when the praise and worship song, when I think, it's true, sometimes I just take that moment to think of the goodness of God and the mercies of God. And every time I see myself in that mess, this is the only thing that gives me strength to pursue that which God is doing. And the moment I come to this place, I begin to walk in the glory of God. And the final stage is walking from glory to glory. Number one, from royalty to ruin. Number two was from victim to victor. And number three, what we see in the life of Mephibosheth, is walking from glory to glory. The reason why God is renewing us in this season, because there is assignment that is awaiting each and every one of us. God does not renew us so that we will come and start bragging that I'm renewed. But God is renewing us so that we can get out of our comfort zone and extend the kingdom of God. God is renewing us so that we can rise up and be the agents of the kingdom of God. God is renewing us so that we can be the source of hope even to this country. Right now, when I hear the political world, I hear people who are full of bitterness, people who are complaining, people who are nagging, people who cannot see anything good that can come out. But I'm here to remind you that when the moment God will begin to renew, even the politician, people will get out of those places and they will not allow the corruption to trend in this country, because they will have the power to rise up and challenge that corruption. The moment God renews you, there is a boldness that comes upon you, because you know what I carry is something divine. What I carry is something that I cannot be given by this world. This thing that I carry is a divine thing. So what you carry begin to rise up in you, and you say that, God, because you've renewed me, I'm not going to settle for less. God, because you've renewed me, I'm not going to walk in mediocrity. God, because you've renewed me, I'm not going to stay in the same level that I was in. The renewal of God comes in with the assignment of God. And the moment our eyes are opened and we begin to see the assignment of God, we begin to see every opportunity of where we can be the advocates of the light of God. It's easier to say that I'm the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. And living that reality is another thing. And majority of us, we know and we can quote Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, yet we are not living that. Majority of us can quote Matthew chapter 28 from verse 17, that they've experienced God and they talk about the Great Commission, yet they're not living that life. The renewal of God comes with the authority and the power so that we can live that life. The moment God renews you, the first thing that you do, you step out of your comfort zone to testify of the goodness of God. I cannot keep silent of what God has done for me even in this season. I'm an Arsenal fan, and every time there is a game and we win, let me tell you the truth, we will celebrate and everybody in our status will know the reality of what has happened. But why is it that when God has done something for us, we keep it for ourselves? Why is it that when God has blessed us and God has opened door for us and God has renewed us, we are keeping it to ourselves? The renewal of God comes with the assignment of God. And the woman, the Samaritan woman in the book of, Luke chapter 4? No, John chapter 4. This woman, the moment he was refreshed, the first thing that he did, he went to his people and told his people that I have met a man. Because the moment God renews you, there is an energy and wisdom that comes upon you so that you can proclaim what God has done to your people. Some of us, this renewal will help us not to live in sin again. The reason why you are living in sin is because your eyes have not been opened to see what God has done for you. He says that the grace has appeared to all men that help them to say no to ungodliness. When the grace of God appears to you and you experience the refreshment of God, there is no way you can still live in sin. The renewal of God gives us the ability to walk out of sin and to fulfill the assignment of God. So when people are complaining, where are the leaders in this country? It only needs people who have experienced the renewal of God to stand up and say, we are here. When everybody's complaining that marriages are not working, it calls for those people who have experienced the renewal and refreshment of God to say, we are here, we've been refreshed for these years of our marriage. And they become the testament of what God is doing. Because bad news trend when people with the good news are silent. So we cannot afford to be silent with what God has done for us. We are going to proclaim what God has done for us. In this season of renewal, there is no way Satan will mess us again. There is no way we are going to buy that lie from the pit of darkness that it can never work. Because he who began a good work in us will bring it into completion. As we rise up on our feet, I don't know if praise and worship are still here. I just want you to go before the Lord and open up yourself and say that, God, I'm here to receive your renewal that you are releasing in this season. Because God will never allow us to talk about one thing for the whole month if he doesn't have an assignment for that. God will never allow you to come into this place and go back, because he never wastes time. He's not a waste of opportunity. He has an assignment for each and every one of us. So I just want you to go before the Lord and begin to say that, God, open me up so that I can receive from you. If probably you see yourself like one of those people who see yourself as a dead dog and you cannot receive from the Lord, I want you to pray that, God, open up my eyes so that I can see what you're doing. If there is anything that has blinded my eyes not to receive from you, Lord, I pray that you will open me up so that I can receive from you. If you're one of those people who've not experienced the glory of God, I want you to begin to make the declaration that you are going to walk in the glory of God, from one dimension of glory to another dimension of glory, because in this season of renewal, the glory of God is being released to us. Let me see people who are ready to connect with the glory of God that is being released upon us. Let me see people who are ready to partake of the dimension of the glory of God that is releasing to us tonight. Just have a moment with him. This is a prayer that nobody can pray for you. You alone understand the level you are in with him. You know the state that you are in with him. Indeed, Father, we are so grateful for your precious blood that was shed at Calvary. Your blood that speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. And God, this blood today, tonight speaks of the renewal, refreshment that you are releasing upon us. And God, the same way you were able to minister to Mephibosheth, who came from the lineage of royalty, but a situation happened and he found himself in the ruin. And God, you are able to walk with him from the journey of Lodibar and taking him back to the palace, and you renewed his life. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us here will receive of your renewal. For those who are trusting for your renewal in their divine health, those who are trusting for your renewal in their financial life, those who are trusting for your refreshment in their marriages, those who are trusting you that you will renew their academic life, those who are trusting you that you will renew their financial, their businesses, Lord, we pray that this anointing that is hovering right now, Lord, may you do something in the areas that we are calling upon you. Lord, I pray that those people who've given up and who are almost giving up in their journey of faith or in their ministry, Lord, I pray that they will encounter the hand of God and they will experience this renewal of God. Those who are still trusting you, that you will open up doors, because everything they do and every door they knock has never been opened. God, I pray that the reality of Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 will come unto them. So Lord, I pray that you will search every heart of each and every person who is in this sanctuary, those who are following online, and God, let us experience of your renewal. For those who are weary, those who are broken, Lord, may you refresh them. Those who are having the wounded heart, only you, God, can heal the broken heart. So, Lord, I pray that you will make us whole. Lord, I pray that you will search every heart and every place they are calling upon you. May you come through for them and may you answer them. So, Lord, we know that you are doing it. We know that you are opening a door. We know that you are doing it in this time. So, Lord, we allow you to have your way. For we pray this, believing and trusting in Jesus' name.